Numbers chapter 26, Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, chapter 26 here in Numbers, to the end of this book, I suppose, could be titled Israelites, the Next Generation, because a new generation of Israelites is now preparing to enter into the Promised Land. And we're not going to read much of this chapter at all, but we will begin with the first two verses. And it came to pass after the plague in the previous chapter for the sin of immorality, that the Lord spoke to Moses and to Eleazar the son of Aaron, the priest, saying, take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel from 20 years old and upward throughout their father's house, all that are able to go to war in Israel. In the second year after Israel left Egypt, there was a census taken. And now, in the 40th year, another census is taken. And if you look at these numbers, which we're not going to do, we will see that there was a decrease of 1,820 people during those 38 years. Let's skip all the way down to verse 64. But among these, there was not a man of them whom Moses and Aaron the priests numbered, when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness. And there was not left a man of them, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua the son of Nun. So by the time the second census is taken, the entire older generation is dead. That generation that came out of Egypt, the adult generation, is dead, except for Joshua and Caleb. And you may recall that those two believed God and urged the people to enter Canaan back 38 years earlier, while the other 10 spies said, well, it can't be done. And the people panicked, and that's why they all died in the wilderness without reaching the promised land. And we really haven't read much about Joshua and Caleb, but we will in the book of Joshua, especially Joshua himself. He's going to have a prominent spot because he's going to replace Moses as the leader of that nation.